All right, let's pray today for Running Springs, Arrow Bear, and Green Valley Lake officials. Using the guided prayer from My Faith Votes, we're going to pray about two of the things that they had listed there. One is, Father God, help us to pursue peace in our own heart and to approach those around us with a spirit of peace during this election process, during the decision-making, during things we hear on the news or others speak about. In a world that is so divisive and dismissive, let us be a bearer of your perfect peace. We pray that whatever storms may lie ahead, that you, Father God, would be our anchor. Lord, give us discernment to know what voices to listen to in our lives, especially about which person to vote for and why they should be in place and anything that we should do. Help us to choose wisely what we allow into our hearts and to protect us from apathy, discouragement, and fear. Give us a heart that is attuned to you and open to your promptings. Running Springs has 4,600 people. A crime occurs every 2.5 days on average. Their crime grade is D. Their top issues are vandalism at 9%, burglary 5%, drug 4%, vehicle and assault at 3%. It is, along with Green Valley Lake and Arrow Bear, which we're going to be praying about today, our bedroom communities for commuters, and they are nestled in the San Bernardino Mountains. They are between Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear. Arrow Bear has a town from the fact that it lies halfway between Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear, Arrow Bear. It has a population of 723. Green Valley Lake, and it didn't have a crime grade. Green Valley Lake has about 412 people. It's considered the best kept secret in the mountain. It's secluded 4 miles off of the Highway 18 and surrounded by National Forest. For all these reasons, it has remained small, picturesque, and uncrowded. A crime occurs every 8 days on average. However, their grade is F. This is alarming because their top issues is theft. Now, are you ready for this? At 153%. Yes, you heard it correctly. Drug crimes at 38%, assault at 13%, and burglary at 13%. So we need to pray that the officials that oversee these areas, especially Green Valley Lake, see a tremendous turn in this arena because of the issues that they face for such a small number of people. Now, a lot of people rent there, a lot of verbos, so we definitely want to pray about that. They are governed by the County District 2nd District under Janice Rutherford, and if you recall, her position is up for election, and the two candidates are Jesse Almendrez and Luis Satina. So be praying about who to vote for between those two. Study their posture on different items and look at their history and ask the Lord, which one should you vote for? The school district that they are under is the Rim of the World School District. Two positions are up for election in the board members. They are governed by the Running Springs Water District that also oversees the Fire District. And their board of directors is Errol Maxim. He's the president, and the vice president is Mike Terry. They are not up for election for 2 more years. The directors include Bill Conrad, Mark Acciani, and Laura Dieberg. All three are up for election. And they appointed Andrew Griswa as the new fire chief in September of this year. So, Father God, we thank you for the many blessings that these communities have. We pray for those who are in offices and who will be in offices to govern this community and schools, that they would make wise and godly decisions, which are always in the best interest of the community. We are glad that they have the freedom to speak up. And we thank you, God, that we have the freedom to vote for those who oppose or value our set of values. Even if we differ from these leaders, we pray for them to be blessed by you, God, and that those who are in the law enforcement that are working there as well, because they work with the sheriffs. We pray for them to be blessed by you and protect them in their line of duty, protect them as they are doing their decision making, protect their meetings. protect their goings in and their goings out. We pray, Father, that you would bless them. And we pray that you would help them to make healthy, godly, righteous decisions full of wisdom and good counsel. We pray, Father, that they would be able to be ethical, have high standards. We pray for people to review each of the ones that are up for election and do their due diligence in the research. Look to others who that might have already done some of the research and seek that out as well. We pray, God, that they would protect these cities. We pray especially for Green Valley Lake and the officials over that they would make some strong, healthy decisions that would minimize these crime grades and that they would improve the area. And even though it's nestled and far away, we pray the drug crimes go down. We pray for the crime grade to improve. We pray for the theft to stop. And in the name of Jesus, that there would be a high respect and fear in that community for you, O God. We pray that the officials will work even with the churches to help see reformation of people and help bring about meetings for those that want to recover from these addictions, and that would also see the need to buy things and not take things. We pray that some would be that need to go to jail would do so. And we pray, God, for the officials to be able to work that out and find ways to improve the safety of these communities in the name of Jesus.